Well, it's the morning now, about 8:30. I had an excellent night's sleep, I have to say. Really very good, very comfortable, and slept well for probably a good 6 hours or so, which was fine, I think, for a journey like this. We're now a long way down the coast. I woke up around Salerno, and we're probably about 2 hours away from Messina at the moment, so presumably we're on the Amalfi Coast. We're following the sea for a good chunk of it, although we keep plunging through tunnels or going through the occasional town, stopping perhaps every 20 minutes or so. The thing that strikes me about these sorts of journeys on sleeper trains is when you say about the length of the journey, people say, what, how on earth can you spend that length of time on a train? But I actually find I don't have enough time to do stuff. I haven't done any reading yet, because I was, last night we were eating and drinking and sorting ourselves out in terms of, you know, stowing ourselves in the, stowing all our bags and setting up our rooms effectively. And this morning, having a bit of a wash and all of that stuff, and then trying to attract the attention of the carriage attendant, which is proving quite difficult. I want to convert my bed now into day mode, where you can basically turn it into two armchairs with a table in between. And I've tried doing it myself, pushing up the bottom bunk, and it is extraordinarily heavy. But I couldn't get it to lock in place. There's a handle on there and it just wouldn't move. So I want to ask the attendant to do it, and I even think I know what to ask, which I think is, hang on a second, possible preparare le camera? I've got to go up at the end to turn it into a question. But he never comes down here. You hear him occasionally with some ladies. I'm sure I heard him asking somebody if they wanted coffee, but he hasn't bothered to come down here. The only time he did come down, he was rushing down the corridor to open the door to station. I have to say, I you know, apart from the fact that he did move us into a different cabin in order to allow us to connect the rooms together, apart from that, and apart from demanding tickets and things, he doesn't really seem to do anything. And that's a little bit disappointing. I think this experience can be a lot better if you get a good attendant who actually makes you feel a little bit more welcome, but it just doesn't seem to care, and that's really frustrating. I've spent about 45 minutes standing in the corridor, you know, looking in the right direction, trying to sort of attract some attention. The problem is I don't really want to just sort of wander down and try and grab him, because I could be grabbing any passenger, and my Italian is not good enough to try and differentiate. So at the moment I'm stuck just sitting on the side of my bed with no backrest, which is a bit of a pain really. But don't want to moan too much. It's been a really fun journey so far. This is definitely the way to do it. Who would want to fly, for pity's sake? Scenery is gorgeous. We've got blue sky and sunshine. It is comfortable in here. The bed was comfortable. You know, I'm not that badly off really sitting here. Yeah, it's good. Mark is busy sleeping. In fact, from what I can tell, he fell asleep on top of the bed last night. His blind is still open. I don't think he actually got into bed, and he seems to still be in the same position he was in the night before. Again, from what I can tell, trying to just work out the big lump on the bed next door. Hopefully he's okay. Just thinking suddenly, hasn't moved since last night, same position. Maybe I better go and check. Not much food, wine, quite a lot of exertion. I was about to say the sea is outside my window, and then we went into a tunnel through a headland. But the sea is outside my window now. This is the way to do it. Basically getting a view of the west coast of Italy from pretty much Salerno all the way around to Palermo, but not having to do it in a busy carriage with other people. I have my own room and my own window to look out of. And that is perfect. Definitely recommend this way of travelling to anybody, even if the attendants are not as good as they ought to be.